The Southern Christian Leadership Conference this weekend gathers in Montgomery, Alabama, where a power struggle over the civil rights organization may come to a head. Martin Luther King III, the eldest son of the organization's founder, was chosen to lead the SCLC into the next century. The group has had only three other presidents since it was created. The president remains in his job until he retires or is removed. King was appointed leader 3 years ago with a goal of attracting a younger membership. That hasn't happened, and the SCLC board is divided over King. Chairman Claude Young has called for King's resignation, while the group's longtime president, the Reverend Joseph Lowry, and Jesse Jackson are in King's corner. Ernie Suggs, a reporter at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, has been following the dispute.
Particularly since Reverend Joseph Lowry has left, since he retired in 1998, the significance and the importance of the SCLC may be coming downplayed, and with some of the things that Rainbow Push is doing, what the NAACP is doing, and with Martin Luther King III's perceived lack of leadership at that organization. They haven't been forefront on a lot of issues. They haven't really done a lot in the last 3 years. So I think on the national level and even on the local level, a lot of people don't put the SCLC at the forefront of their discussion when they're talking about civil rights organizations and civil rights actions and aggressively addressing issues pertaining to blacks and poor people.
Well, this weekend, of course, they hold their convention. A number of issues are on the agenda. Why nothing about faith-based initiatives? You would think a group like SCLC, which has such a religious base, would talk about that.
The organization, of course, was started as a faith-based organization, but I think it's kind of grown away from that. I think maybe the hiring of Martin Luther King III may have been a push towards going away from that direction. He's never had a church. He's never been a preacher. He's never been a man of the cloth. So I think that's difficult for him, difficult for the organization to assert some of those beliefs when they don't have a person who is at the helm who understands those beliefs as deeply as Martin Luther King Jr. or Ralph Abernathy or Joseph Lowry, his predecessors.
So why was Martin Luther King hired by the SCLC in the first place?
He can come to the table as Martin Luther King III and presumably bring forth a cachet that I'm Martin Luther King Jr.'s son. Therefore, I have a certain amount of clout. I have a certain amount of respectability that I can bring to this organization to raise money, to raise awareness, to raise issues that are pertaining to blacks and poor. And I think that when you look at the people that he ran against, he beat out some very formidable and qualified people to get this job. And I think that if you really look at it and if you really put credentials side by side, the main reason that he was probably selected is the fact that he's Martin Luther King Jr.'s son.
So what issues has Martin Luther King III raised and what's on his agenda?
Well, that's a good question. What he has raised, he has brought forth the attention of racial profiling. He's done an excellent job in making that a national issue. He, along with Al Sharpton, of course, had the Redeem the Dream March last year on the 37th anniversary of the March on Washington. He had 14 public hearings on that last year. It wasn't a national thing, but here in Georgia, he was very instrumental in speaking out against the old Confederate state flag. So those are the main things that he was able to do. But on the other hand, there are a lot of things that the SCLC has not been at the forefront in over the last couple of years, particularly AIDS in the black community, teen pregnancy. They were nowhere around during the aftermath of the national election, particularly in Florida. And a lot of people were upset that the SCLC did not have a stronger presence down there.
How cooperative has the board been with Mr. King in the first place?
Well, I think that, you know, there has been an effort by the board to reach out to him. I don't think there's been an effort by him, according to the board, to reciprocate that reaching out. So communication is probably one of the crux of the problems that the board is having with Mr. King.
Well, where does the support come for Mr. King?
Well, he has support, you know, the community right now supporting him. He's gotten a lot of support here locally. So I think he does have a basis of support. But I do think that when they meet in Montgomery this weekend, there's going to be a battle over the leadership of the organization, because I think just as much support he has on the board, there's support for change.
Ernie Suggs is a reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.